I never feel like I have enough time with Brett Boone. I always feel rushed, and I feel like with Booney, I want to do like an hour.
Well, thank goodness he's come on almost every week this year, which has been terrific.
And God, this isn't meant to be insulting. He's gotten so much better than when he started. He's way better than us now. He's really good.
Well, he has access to really phenomenal guests.
Rolodex, but even him as the guest, he's phenomenal. Phenomenal. He's been such a home run this year.
I have gotten a list of some of the new food items that are available at this year's San Diego County Fair. And I want to just ask you about some of them later this hour, if you would or wouldn't. I mean, most of them are woods. There's a couple that are a little dicey, though.
I'm going today.
I know. Yeah. So you might be able to try some of these items. So I'll give you a little teaser for day one of the San Diego County Fair coming up later this hour.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Right now, though, Paulie left early today.
Yeah, Paulie's not feeling
good. He was a little under the weather. But we do have Adam here. And I believe he's going to give us some headlines today in the Klug Report. Is that correct, Adam?
And get things started here with our edition of the
Klug Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the
Klug
Report. Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
Let's start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed. It's the
Klug
Report on 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
I need to go back in and do the... Hey, I'm going to get us started in Major League Baseball. Go in and fix it up a little bit. Spruce it up after all these years.
Hey guys.
We really need to throw, is it extra sweet?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
In that open as well.
All right, we'll make Paulie do a whole new intro. And then he can take more days off and be sick more, because then he doesn't feel bad. Go ahead.
I wish, here it is. Hold on.
All right, take your time.
Is it extra sweet because this is against the Dodgers?
And now, Adam Klug.
All right, guys. I know there's a gigantic story in the world of golf that Ben has been champing all day to talk about, right? Rory McIlroy and his wife have resolved their differences, and the divorce is off.
It's nice to see them get that figured out.
I don't know what changed, but yes, they have. It was irreconcilable differences, irretrievably broken a month ago.
And now it's right.
But now they're back.
Irreconcilable. Oh, did you think I was going to talk about John Rahm?
Pulling out because of a infected toe?
His foot is infected. He was yesterday at a practice, or not even the practice room, but just at the green, in a golf shoe and a flip-flop.
So the devil offers you $500 million, but says you're going to have a really bad year, though. You're going to be uncompetitive in the majors. You're going to have this really toe infection.
Is there even a question what you do?
You're going to be kind of miserable on this LIV tour. They're not going to get back together with the PGA Tour as fast as you thought, so you're just going to have to go and wear it. Do you take that devil's bargain? He did.
Yes.
He knew what he was getting into.
You can cut one of my toes off. $500 million, Woodsy. Yeah, it's been a tough year.
No John Rahm at the U.S. Open this week.
Yeah,
and, you know, Rory.
And apparently it could affect his long-term health. He says after consulting with numerous doctors, it's the best for my long-term health to withdraw from the U.S. Open.
It's like an between the little toe
and the ring toe, or whatever the second toe
is called.
I guess athlete's foot, maybe. In between those toes. It hurts like a mother. I can't imagine.
Corns, blisters.
Not corns. Don't be disgusting. God.
Are corns disgusting?
Yes. Their corns are disgusting.
Corns.
Stop looking at me. It's saying, when you say it at me, you look so creepy.
What if I say corn on the cob?
And it makes
you get some at the fair.
Now I don't.
You love corn at the fair.
I do. I was going to have some today. Now I promise you, I'm not. I promise you. Thanks to that, our corn.
The musical
disgusting.
Group Corn.
Never been a fan. God, I don't like corn that much. God, it's so gross when you say it. No, it hurts like a madman between your toes. I can't imagine it being infected. He's walking around in a flip-flop and one golf shoe yesterday, so he pulled out, right? He's done.
He's out, not playing. Scotty Scheffler, your overwhelming favorite.
Can't even bet him. The odds are
three
like,
to one.
In this golf. Is like, this is so stupid.
Tiger territory. No one's won six in a year since Tiger in like 09 or something. So
first guy we were talking about him versus the field, right?
Yeah.
In terms of making a pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Justin Thomas have that going on a couple years ago?
He had five. He won five in a year. He had a really good year, but not like Scotty has right now. Even Rory said yesterday. Someone asked him, you've kind of gone on runs like Scotty's on right now. And he goes, I've never been on a run like Scotty's on right now.
It's just insane.
No one has since Tiger. So they've got Scotty, Xander, and Rory playing together. One, two, and three in the world.
So
the first
cool.
2 days in the absolute marquee of marquee threesomes at Pinehurst number two tomorrow.
So cool. So cool. Can't wait.
Yeah.
The other big story in the world of sports, of course, is Joey Chestnut in the world of competitive eating.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog famous eating hot dog eating contest. Do I flub alarm myself there?
No, you're fine.
Because he is now the spokesperson for the Impossible Dog, right?
Yeah, the Vegan Franks.
The Vegan Franks.
I know that the hot...
He's won eight straight hot dog eating contests, and he will not be allowed to compete because of the conflict of interest here.
I know that the...
sponsorships.
The hot dog, the glizzy... As it were, I know it's not, they're not made up of the most high quality meats anyway. I know that.
The end bits.
I know what I'm eating when I eat a glizzy. But I don't know that I could eat a plant-based hot dog.
I've never eaten an Impossible burger
me neither.
Or anything like that.
Me neither. Have you?
I have tried it before.
Which one? The burger?
I think it was the Impossible burger, yeah.
What about the wiener?
I have not tried the wiener. They make them now, so they've gotten the technology to the point, and I heard Craig and Annie talking about this.
I know they have. So they
where it almost like bleeds. It's like meat, but it's not. It's tough. It's a mental thing. It's a mental thing. It doesn't taste bad, but you have to kind of get over the fact: what exactly am I eating? Because if it's not meat, it's trying to fool me into thinking it's meat.
But that's the same thing that you go that you have trained your brain not to think when you bite into. A burger from a fast food joint.
That's
or
true.
A hot dog at the turn of a golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, you have trained your brain to go, this is delicious. This I love. I think I know what's in it, but I think I'd be surprised, but I still want it. And in fact, I got to get it in me right now. But with that...
There are higher quality hot dogs out there.
Oh, sure,
you know,
sure.
The Vienna sausages, Hebrew Nationals,
sure.
Nathan's are very high quality dogs.
Absolutely.
Actually.
So they banned him because he's now
representing a competitor.
A competitor.
He's basically like going to live.
Yeah, he's going to live.
It's like if it was a Coke drinking contest, and all of a sudden he signs with Pepsi. Coke doesn't
They're
really want
have him
there.
Back.
And I understand this.
I do too.
Everyone's outraged that Joey's been banned from the competition.
He took the bag.
It's not that interesting of a competition. He wins it so easily. He's not setting records anymore. I think his most is like 75, and he had 62 last year. He doesn't even need to extend himself. And he himself said, I need to stop doing this because it's killing me, like a few months ago. So, let some new blood into the competition. Maybe he'll be excited. Maybe it'll come down to the last dog
or two. How did you gain all the weight?
Matt's, because I kept doing hot dog eating contests. Matt says this is the softest thing ever from Nathan's, playing scared. But, like, it's a competitor.
So I brought this up yesterday in the afternoon, and I kind of argued with Tony Gwynn Jr. about it.
What did he say?
Well, what I said was, I think whoever wins the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this year gets an asterisk.
100%.
It's not like Joey Chestnut retired. He was...
He's banned.
No, I agree. I heard this conversation.
He's not banned for cheating either.
I agree with Tony.
Oh,
you're not there.
Weird.
You're not in the competition. It doesn't matter why you're not there. There's not an asterisk, though.
What if you play 100 fewer games in the regular season? Is there an asterisk?
We all know whoever wins it this
year
didn't
win it. Then Joey Chestnut has an asterisk behind all of his because they did not. Major League Eating and Kobayashi couldn't come up with a deal, and they kept him out when Joey Chestnut.
But he beat Kobayashi.
He's
once, but Kobayashi beat him a bunch of times, too.
Hmm.
I'd rather have them going head to head, but they can't seem to get it worked out, so we're not getting the best version of the hot dog eating contest.
Fair. All right.
And finally, while we're on food talk, let's test the limits of what a burrito is.
Burrito Hotline is open on Ben and Woods.
Before we show this, Ben, would you like to give us a definition for what a burrito is?
A burrito is ingredients wrapped inside of a tortilla.
Ingredients wrapped inside of a tortilla is what you can now get at Panda Express.
Finally tried the Panda Express
I don't need the audio on there.
I would love to hear it, actually.
Nice chow mein and a couple of big scoops of orange chicken and a little sweet and sour sauce on the side.
No problem.
You can get it at the Panda Express Innovation Kitchen in Pasadena. It was really, really good, just a little bit messy.
I feel like we've talked about this before, but I am definitely
got the Asian rice and noodles and orange chicken wrapped up in a tortilla.
That sounds so
Panda Express.
So they do. There's a place back. Hannah and I used to go there when we started dating. It's on Convoy, and they made sushi burritos. Right now, I didn't eat them because the burrito itself was seaweed, and I don't like seaweed. She lived on them. She loved them. Thought they were the greatest thing ever. There's nothing that I won't put in a tortilla, roll it up like a burrito and eat it, and it's not instantly better.
I get that sometimes it feels more appropriate to call something a wrap rather than a burrito. If you put like a chicken Caesar salad in
a wrap.
Tortilla, I don't really say I'm eating a chicken Caesar salad burrito.
You could.
I'm eating a wrap, but technically it's a chicken Caesar salad burrito.
Oh, that looks good, dude. That
burritos maybe have to be
good.
Hot.
I would totally eat that.
Anything, how about this? I will amend it to hot ingredients inside of a tortilla.
That's
hot.
Fair.
Cold ingredients are a wrap.
All right, that's fair.
Temperature matters.
Now, have you guys ever had Mongolian barbecue?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so you get the bowl.
You make those little hot burritos.
You get the meat and the veggies, and then they cook, and then you put it in a tortilla with a little sour cream or something. Oh, my God. It's like the greatest thing of all time. There's not too much. What hot foods don't belong in a tortilla?
I wouldn't put a hot dog in a tortilla.
I mean,
tortilla.
I would. There were noodles. There were noodles in that Panda Express burrito. There was chow mein inside of it. So
what does that sound
noodles
good?
Inside a burrito, they could work. What about very carby?
Lasagna's an interesting one. That can't go in a
pizza.
In a tortilla.
Why couldn't lasagna go inside?
I guess it could.
It could.
I mean, could. Anything could.
Is there a good Mongolian beef spot anywhere around? Do they still exist?
We used to. So when I was in college and we wanted to eat cheaply, they had the all-you-can-eat Mongolian barbecue place. But it was a lot cheaper if you just got the one bowl. But you could put as much as you wanted in the one bowl, and you'd actually like pack
it
down with
yes.
like they'd have like paper towels, so you would stuff seven times the amount that belonged in this one bowl, and then you'd hand it to them, and they cook it up for you.
Purple sis. How about soups in a burrito?
I assumed the liquid would eliminate it.
A soup burrito, chicken noodle,
lobster bisque burrito.
Somebody says Fashion Valley just opened up the Mongolian stir fry place in the food court. All right, it's done.
I've heard of Divine Possibilities.
I've had
they
it.
Do
it's incredible
pasta wrapped in like a bread cone,
a bread
of sorts
cone
that's like a burrito, pasta burrito.
They're unbelievable.
They're not healthy.
It's not a burrito. It's they hollow out
a bread. Yeah, it's like a bread
shove it
cone
full of spaghetti and meatballs, and it's the greatest thing you've ever had. Oh, Divine Possibilities. Yeah, all right. So, now, what about this? Soup dumplings in a burrito. In.
Well, isn't a soup dumpling a soup burrito to begin with?
I guess
because
so.
It's soup wrapped in a wrapper of some sort.
Sounds good.
I assume you could have barbecue, you know, pulled pork.
Oh, 100%. Pulled pork burrito would be outstanding. Coleslaw, the whole bit inside. Mac and cheese in there. All right.
I think probably...
Salivating.
I mean, a lot of things are good without having to be in the burrito, and you're just adding some extra calories you don't need by wrapping
it
in a tortilla.
We're talking about taking hot foods and putting it into a tortilla, which makes it a burrito, but... Isn't that what, if I was thinking Mexican food, that's what fajitas are. Is it because the fajita isn't completely wrapped
maybe
all the way enclosed, which is the difference between a fajita and a burrito?
A taco is just a not enclosed burrito.
That's it. Bone-in wings would be tough wrapped in a tortilla. You're taking your life in your hands when you do that. Thanksgiving burrito, amazing. Amazing. Anybody else starving right now?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Anybody else want Mongolian barbecue?
Not going to make
so
things
bad
any better when I give you the list of new and available San Diego County Fair foods coming up next as well. So thank you for the Klug Report. And we will be back with some of the new offerings at the San Diego County Fair after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Today is the opening day for the San Diego County Fair. Woods is heading out there later today with his kids and Hannah, I assume.
Yeah, and another family couple and their kids.
Usually, as you say, I know you like the grilled corn on the cob.
It's yummy.
Anything else that you always get at the fair?
All of it.
All
I
of
mean,
it?
As much as I like. So I usually try to go, I like three is pretty much my number. I go once this one with the family, and then once I'll grab the kids. At the time, it was just Bo, take him out of school, preschool at the time. But now he's on summer break. He's a big boy. So I try to take him solo, just he and I. And I'll do like a turkey leg one out of the three times. There was the cinnamon roll that I would always get. But even that's become a little bit much for me lately, so I try to avoid the cinnamon roll. It's weird. I will actually eat semi-healthy at the fair. I like, you know what I like? You're going to laugh. It's so stupid. I get it every year. I get the teriyaki chicken and the half-cut pineapple. I get it every year.
It always looks good.
I love it. I love it. I get it. And I'm like, oh, cool. That was $60 well spent on this teriyaki chicken and a half-cut pineapple, but I get it every year. I love it.
Well, I found this thread this morning. Our news team at Channel 10 is anchoring from the fair, and our friend Jared Aarons. You know Jared.
I know Jared.
He's got some similarities to Bald Reindel, actually.
Just the, in the hair department?
In the hair department. Right. He's taken some pictures of some of the items that are available this year, and I just wanted to kind of go through and see a will you or won't you try some of these items. Won't be able to eat them all. First one for me here is maybe a yes. I'm intrigued. It's the Cap'n Crunch crispy chicken sandwich from Biggie's, and it's a chicken sandwich on a bun, but it is like coated, like stuck with Cap'n Crunch and crunch berries all over it, and I'm intrigued by that possibility.
I think
it looks messy, but possibly something I would try.
I think crunch berries are like last meal material. Like, what do you want for your last meal? I think those would be in there.
But I think they could go. They're sweet, but could go with a savory element. 100%. I'm intrigued. We've got the Barbie-licious.
Wait, hold on. That's the picture?
That's the picture, yeah.
That's too much. That's too busy.
Well, everything's too much. It's the fair.
Busy. I know. It's too busy.
Everything's going to be busy.
I thought they were ground up, not big chunks of crunchberry on there.
Also have a, I'm not exactly sure what's in it. It's a Barbie-licious float. It's a big pink float. It looks like it has like a cotton candy and a big pink and white lollipop in there. That's an Instagrammable option, but I don't know if that's something you actually want to eat. Here's from Pat's Pizza. Elote. Oh, those are some Nashville tenders. Those look pretty normal right there. We also have some elote pizza from Pat's Pizza with bacon-wrapped candied pork belly bites on the side. So elote is the Mexican corn, and they just put it on top of a pizza. I'm a no on that, probably.
I think I'm a no on that.
Usually mayonnaise is an ingredient in the Mexican corn, and
you don't like mayonnaise.
Not a huge
Even
fan.
Though you are a mayonnaise man.
Tub of Fun beignets. Well, those look simple. Always good for a beignet.
Love beignets.
This one's interesting. Creamsicle trifle from Farmer in the Dell. It's in a jar, and usually it's like some sort of whipped cream and fruit and cake all in a jar.
Yes.
Or in the very famous Joey episode of Friends.
Meat.
Good.
Peas, good.
Whipped cream.
Good. Oh, that trifle looks incredible.
That one looks pretty good.
Woo!
I like orange creamsicles, so.
Save that.
I think I would do that one. We've got a cookies and cream ice cream on top of a funnel cake.
Ooh, man.
That's a yes, likely. Very high calorie yes, but a yes.
Yeah.
For the teens, the Boba King strawberry Pop-Tart boba. So you've got like a boba tea drink with bobas
of
and then
Pop-Tarts?
Well, there's like a Pop-Tart sticking out of the top of it.
No, come on.
I'm not a boba person. And then how about this one? This one's the maybe not for me. Spam fries. They're like sticks of Spam sticking out of the Spam can with some sort of sauce on them, like dipping sauce of some sort.
Hmm.
I get it. Spam has become kind of a hip, even a chef-y ingredient.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. I'm not a huge Spam guy. I
haven't had it in a long, long time.
Oh, this one's good. So you've heard of the Australian battered potatoes?
Yes, I love
them. But how about adding some brisket and cheese on top?
Sold, dude. Absolutely sold.
Yeah, those definitely would be yes. And then Pink's has a Cali dog, which looks like a Pink's hot dog with French fries and some maybe tahine on top of it.
That's
a
Dodger loving, I think, if you get Pink's.
Pink's, yeah, that's in L.A. That's an L.A. institution.
Sorry about that.
So those are some of the items that you may or may not be seeing on your trip to the San Diego County Fair.
Have you ever done the big turkey leg?
Yes.
I like it. It's a lot, though.
Caveman. You feel like a caveman.
You feel it's more for show than it is for...
I mean, it's not the best tasting item.
It's not bad.
But it's not bad.
It's just a turkey leg. Delicious, I think. But it's more about walking around with it. Look at me.
I'm such a nostalgic... Like, what did you get when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I have to get a cinnamon roll.
So I just said that earlier. I'm, I'm over it.
Yeah. You're over it.
Yeah, I'm over
it. I have to go. I actually haven't been to the fair in a couple of years. I don't know if I'm going this year or not.
Yeah.
But that trifle, though.
That looks really good.
That one for me is maybe the new item I might want to try.
I like the turkey leg. I like the, it's weird. The savory stuff, I think I tend to gravitate toward more. I will say, walking through the Midway or whatever, and you see all the different places, you do have that that thing that hits you, and you're like, I can't choose. I don't. So you always end up going back to the thing that you had last year.
Your pineapple.
My pineapple. I'm chicken. So reluctant to try something new in case it's bad.
I mean, you know that once you try something.
Because I had a burger there, Ben, was horrible.
You're spending some money on it. It's a lot of calories. And you hate to think, okay, I just spent $14 on something, and I spent 1,000 calories or more, and I didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
You want to be, know you're going to love it.
I had a deep-fried cheesecake there, and it was staggeringly good. Like, you had to hold yourself up.
On a stick or not on a stick?
I think it was not. It was in like a little boat, and it had strawberry drizzle. Come on, dude. I was like, I don't know if I'll like this. Yeah, I hold myself up at the end. Deep fried Oreos, pretty good. But yeah, I mean, you know, take your...
I often think deep frying takes away from the taste of things.
It adds some
like umami and texture, but the actual like Oreo inside was pretty good to begin with,
Oreo. It's still really good. You're adding a better flavor onto
something that tastes
good.
More than the flavor of what's being fried.
Bring your cholesterol meds with you and just take them there. Maybe some baby aspirin in case your heart stops. But I'm looking forward to it today. I'm trying not to go crazy. You know, try not to go crazy. Always really excited for not the rides, the games, which is going to cost me more than the food.
He's into the games.
Mm-hmm. He loves to compete.
Which means you're going to have to stay there until he wins.
Well, yeah. But he wants to do...
Which means you're
going
to have to spend a fortune, because the games are not... Let's just say they're not designed to win.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
How much will you drop at the fair between food and games?
Food and games?
I don't think I've ever made a basket on the shoot a hoop basket, the long one.
Yeah, the really long one?
Like, if the hoop is tiny.
It's tiny.
Tiny.
What will I spend today? So I got free tickets from our buddy Corey. That saves me a little bit. I got, I'll spend two scones. Games and food.
That's $200, I assume. No. Not $2,000. That's good.
Who could spend $2,000 at the fair?
I mean, who wins those giant, the ones where you have to win the small one and then trade it up for the medium one and then the large one and then the extra large one? It must take hundreds to get there. What are you hitting that frog that you're catapulting onto a lily pad? I've never seen any of those actually stay on there.
Manny, not that Manny, in the chat says, today is a $500 day for me and the fam, easy. Yeah, we're going to have to double up on parking because we're driving separate. Yeah, maybe. It's great. You're not going, are you, Kluger?
No.
All right.
Adam's going to the Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Expo.
One of his favorite events
of the
year. You
can join Adam there on June 22nd in the North County Mall, Escondido, by winning tickets right now. Be the third caller at 833-288-0973 or get your own tickets at ORNScene.com. Again, third caller wins 833-288-0973. Four-pack of tickets to the Off-Road Nights Dirt Lifestyle Expo. Adam's people, as we like to say. Call now, 833-288-0973. Take a look ahead. We got day baseball for you. Preview. Padres going for just a regular old win today against another team that they're playing. It doesn't matter what they did the last 2 days. They're just trying to win today.
Win a ball game today.
On 97.3 The Fan. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy. When you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio.
We really tortured some people in the whole 9 o'clock hour.
Everybody's hungry.
Everybody's starving.
Let's do a little more teasing then. I saw the announcement by the Padres last night.
Of you got so tickled by this.
New theme games. Yeah.
He's so tickled
by this. Yeah, on Monday, June 24th, later this month, Padres against the Nationals, I believe. They're having hockey night. If you buy a theme game ticket, you can get a Padres hockey sweater, it looks like. And then on Tuesday, July 9th.
Do they all say Cronenworth, by the way? Because he's a former hockey player?
That would be smart.
That would be smart.
Cronenworth 9 but, hockey jerseys. Kind of like the Joe Musgrove jersey last night, but these are hockey jerseys for a limited supply for theme game tickets.
So why wouldn't they say Jake Cronenworth hockey jersey night?
I don't know. Just says hockey night.
Okay.
WWE night is July 9th against the Mariners.
Your favorite.
And what it shows is like a, looks like a little Tatis doll, or I don't know if that's a like symbol or what they're going to give away on that one.
It looks like one of those WWE figurines we used to play with.
Maybe that's what they're giving out then.
Like the rubber, are they maybe rubber? They look cool.
But the one that did tickle me, as you said.
Oh, you got so delighted.
So clever.
So delighted.
Saturday, July 13th, Christmas, and it looks like they have a giveaway t-shirt designed in the theme of a Christmas sweater.
Yep.
And on that shirt, it says, "Have a Merrill Christmas," with a picture of Jackson Merrill and then like a Christmas sweater design on the front. Have a Merrill Christmas. That's just too clever. Someone deserves a raise in the Padres marketing department for coming up with "Have a Merrill Christmas."
He is,
and Christmas in July.
He is so Christmas in July is like a thing.
It is a thing,
yeah.
But it's never been a baseball thing.
No,
I've seen before.
I bet you don't celebrate it at the Higgins household either.
No,
Christmas
one
in
Christmas
July.
Is enough.
Woodsy, your wife's already hitting me up for the hockey night.
Bro, just ignore her, please. Just ignore her.
She it's a theme game. You know we don't get those necessarily.
That's true.
Theme games.
You want one.
Theme games are a little trickier.
You go buy tickets to those games, and I'm sure she will. Adam, she is a hoarder. You know, I had to go into your desk today to get that belt bag that they brought in for her.
Oh, yeah, I've been holding that for you for like a week.
So I got it now because she's been up.
And you stole his Joe Musgrove jersey.
Yes, that's for a tier one.
Yeah.
Tier one in Texas, actually. Her 15-year-old son is a huge Joe Musgrove fan. Asked me if I would. Sure, no problem. What else can I do for anyone? If you guys have any requests.
You stole Xander Bogaerts bobblehead from the windowsill over there?
Guess what? I got a text
there,
this morning.
It's gone now.
So I texted. This has actually happened. This really happened this morning.
Anybody need this stapler here? We've got Odyssey stapler.
Okay, look.
Woods will deliver it to you personally.
I've got a
Franchi today.
Cordero signed baseball sitting right here.
Check this out, Adam. Got your Padres belt bag for you. Yay, thank you. No luck on Xander bobblehead or...
I've gotten those texts before.
It's unbelievable. Like, my kids collect the bobbleheads, but she's a merch hoarder. You should see our garage. It looks like the team store. It's really an epidemic.
Well, wasn't it? Was it last season when she went and bought every child sized?
Yes.
What was it?
City Connect.
City Connect jersey for all the kids of North County.
If you see a child walking around in a City Connect hat, it came from my wife, Hannah.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys do have a ton of merch. I see all the pictures you guys have on socials with your kids. Tons and tons of merch.
Correct. Yeah. She buys me two Padres shirts a week, and I'm like, babe, I am good. I have so much gear that I'm so set. And she's like, no, what about this one? And I'm like, it's a little bit loud for me. But she's like, oh, great, you don't like it? I'm like, if you run it by me first, and then I can tell you whether I like it or not, you don't have to spend the money, and then we end up giving it away and buy nothing or something. Like, just run by me what you want to get. But, I mean, her merch... Her Padres merch addiction is real. I mean, it is as real as it gets right now. So we've got it all.
Anyway, I mean, props to the Padres marketing department. They're selling out pretty much every game. You don't really need to go above and beyond on the merch and the giveaways. And yet, it feels like the Padres have the best giveaways in baseball. I mean, I don't know what every team is giving, obviously, every single night, but... Padres have a strong giveaway game, strong merchandising game, and they don't really need to do it because they're selling a ton of tickets already, but they do it anyway. So give them some credit for the clever ideas that are coming out of the office there. Good job, everybody.
I really like the the Merrill shirt a lot. I would like to buy, I'll actually buy tickets for that and go get it.
That one's pretty good.
That stuff's pretty good.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll take a look ahead to this afternoon's matchup. Homestand finale coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Vicki Pepper.
This report brought to you by AirMax, San Diego's highest-rated heating and air company. Visit them at airmax.com. Got some Caltrans work on the 78 West at Twin Oaks Valley. The off-ramp shut down until 1:30 this afternoon for maintenance. Also seeing brake lights on the 56 West as you head into Carmel Valley. Looking for the best in HVAC? Choose AirMax, San Diego's highest-rated heating and air company, with free diagnostics on all repairs and estimates. See why over 1,300 happy customers have given AirMax 5-star Yelp reviews. See AirMax today at airmax.com. I'm Vicki Pepper with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
In the last 15 seconds, Ben and I ran through every name for the Athletics starter today, except the right one.
We knew it was HH. I knew the initials were HH.
Should Happy Hogan.
Harry Harris. Harry Higgins.
Hogan Higgins.
Seems like a lack of respect for the opponent. It's Hogan Harris.
Hogan Harris, obviously.
He's going to be making his third start of the season.
Happy Harris, Happy Hogan.
I think Happy Hogan is from Iron Man. He's the Jon Favreau character is Happy Hogan.
Did not know that.
This is Hogan Harris, though. He'll be going up against Michael King at 1:10 today. Sammy Levitt will have your Eco Water SoCal pregame show at 12:10 after a couple of hours of Annie and Elston. It's the homestand finale, 7-game homestand. Padres are 4-2, which means they've clinched a winning homestand. You know how many winning homestands they've had this season of more than 3 games? This would be one. The only one all year.
Wow.
They did take 2 of 3 in a 3-game homestand earlier. That's not really a homestand. That's just a series.
Yeah.
You need multiple series for a homestand. First time they've done it. Had a winning homestand this year. Maybe they can make it a really good homestand with a 5-2 record if they can finish with a victory today. We're just not using the S word or talking about any cleaning implements.
Correct.
Because the last 5 or 6 times this year they've had an opportunity to break out that cleaning implement, they've been unable to do so in the last game of the series.
Only team left in Major League Baseball without who has not.
So you're saying the White Sox?
Oh yeah,
the Marlins swept the series.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
We know that the Angels have.
Yeah, we know.
We know that the Rockies have.
Correct.
Because it was against us.
Yep.
The Padres.
Last one.
The only one.
The only one.
Just like last year in September when they were the only team without a 4-game winning streak all year. Even though they weren't anywhere near the worst team in baseball.
No.
And once again, they're in the upper half of baseball teams
Correct.
This year.
Especially the NL.
But somehow they're the only one that has not done what we're not going to be talking about today.
Stop making history is what I'm asking of our
weird
San Diego
history.
Padres. Stop making weird history. Get your act together and go out and beat Happy Harris Hogan today. All right? So he's going to be, he's a 4-seam guy, Ben. He's a fastball, curveball guy. Mixes in the changeup as well. You know, listen, a little bit of a slider. Very, very little. Throws it very little. 4-seam. Tops out, Benny. At about 94 miles an hour. So, again, not a guy that's going to be super overpowering. Depends on his command, as do most pitchers, but he's not going to overpower you with stuff. So far this year, he's 0-0 with a 2.21, started 2 games, has pitched in 4, he's thrown 20 innings, struck out 18, his whip is 1.13. Seems to have decent command. His expected ERA is almost 5. So, again, a guy you should handle today.
I think the real explanation for the weird statistical anomaly is there is no explanation generally, as it with most things with the Padres. But if you wanna scratch under the surface just a little bit, Mike Schilt's managerial style is that of win today and worry about tomorrow. And once again, they have gotten a couple of games here, but they're not in necessarily the best shape going into the last game of the series. They have used their closer twice in 2 games. Got some injuries to deal with. You know, that's random, but
some sickness.
Jurickson Profar. Got some sickness with Jeremiah Estrada. You haven't been able to put Manny Machado back out in the field yet, so you've got an only partially available Manny Machado at this point. So you're not exactly at your best. The A's, meanwhile, have not used their probably most potent weapon at all in the series.
Not probably. They're most potent.
Unless it's Brent Rooker, then Mason Miller is their most potent weapon. Be surprised if, I mean, we did ask Mark Kotze nicely on Monday.
And he hasn't.
If you would please not use Mason Miller. And so far,
he's a huge Ben and Woods fan, apparently.
He has followed our instructions to the letter.
Somebody thanked me last night because they didn't go to him last night.
They could. And, you know, that was a strategic decision to save your closer in case, you know, you needed him in the bottom of the inning after you had scored in the 10th to try to close out a win. And I thought it made a good deal of sense for Mark Kotze to hold back Mason Miller. You're hoping to get to the 10th, and then you score with that runner on second. Then you bring in the nastiest guy, one of the nastiest guys in the league, and say, hey, all right, leave that guy on second. We win this game. But you had to get there first, and they were not able to get there thanks to Kyle Higashioka. I'm curious what would have happened if Higashioka had not gotten a home run or not gotten on base, and Luis Arraez had either singled or not been on base. Would you have had to have gone to a righty or Miller against Tatis?
Yes.
You're not letting that Alexander guy face the absolute scorching hot Tatis, right, in
that
situation?
No question.
So you're making a move in two batters anyway, at the minimum. But it turned out they should have gone to him or could have gone to him at least.
Do we have a lineup out yet or no? Probably not. Maybe 10:05.
It's possible, maybe a little early. My guess is they're probably doing a little more testing on knees and stuff before they fill out the lineup at the last possible minute to decide who is actually healthy and available for the team today.
All right. Yeah, and Michael King needs to just continue to do what he's been doing because he has been fantastic.
Efficiency would be good.
He's been great.
With the limited bullpen, you know, six, hopefully. I think it was five last time. Six would be good. Seven would be even better. We've seen that a couple of times.
How about 12?
I don't need 12. Nine is fantastic. I don't even want 12. Please.
Just nine. 12 I'm out not of asking mind. For 12.
I don't want 12.
Just nine.
I'm talking about 12. If he pitches the first nine, I hope the Padres, you know, have scored a run or two to give him a lead that you wouldn't need him in the 10th at that point. So that's what we got coming up for you today. 12:10 Eco Water SoCal pregame show. 1:10 first pitch. And then Adam, is Chris coming in after the game? Scraby, what do we got? I know
Ello and Scraby will be in, and Scraby's show from 6 to 7.
Is he doing it from home again, or is he coming in after his shoulder surgery?
He's going to be broadcasting from home all week.
He's still at home. So you're going to be here running the board later today as well. After you got called in to replace Paul Reindl first thing this morning, you'll be here until 7 o'clock running the Scraby show this evening after a Padres game. You want to just run the Padres game too?
That's correct. You know what? I got a cot, a little bed back here, a little mini fridge. I'm just gonna.
So are you split shit? Oh, split shifting is what I said. Did you dump that? I didn't.
I
split shift is what I said. In front of the boss, no less. Split shift is what I said.
That's what you meant.
That's what you tried
That's
to say.
That's what I said.
I didn't even bring up this ESPN piece on Jeremiah Estrada and his signature pitch that Aldin Gonzalez dropped this morning because I'm afraid of saying it on the radio.
Oh, It's the chitter.
It's the chitter.
Chitter. It's the chitter.
I don't think we need to dump that, but that's the name of Jeremiah Estrada's signature pitch, and there's a big piece on it this morning on ESPN.com from Aldin Gonzalez about the
chitter.
The chitter.
The split shift is very dicey. Are you split shifting today?
I'm just shifting.
You're just shifting all the way through?
All the way through. No, because then I go back to work and do other stuff.
I thought they banned the shift.
They did not. Not for the, brand manager of the program and the station. The split shift chitter. Very dicey morning here. Do you know? Can I curse in Spanish?
No.
Can you ask the FCC if that's possible?
If you'd like to do a podcast that's off the air,
I do not.
Say whatever you'd like.
Why do you want to curse in Spanish?
So that I can
just make up a word and now call it a curse word.
Oh, really? Like the S word? I'll just call like. Just make it up?
Just make a word up. Make a word up, and you say, this is your... This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by The Farmer's Dog. From a healthier weight to more energy. When you switch your dog's food to The Farmer's Dog, the effects can feel magical. What sorcery is this? None at all. It's just real food made for the health of dogs. Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/radio.
We really tortured some people in those last... In the whole 9 o'clock hour.
Everybody's hungry.
Everybody's starving.
Let's do a little more teasing then. I saw the announcement by the Padres last night.
You got so tickled by this.
New theme games. Yeah.
He's so tickled
by this. Yeah, on Monday, June 24th, later this month, Padres against the Nationals, I believe. They're having hockey night. If you buy a theme game ticket, you can get a Padres hockey sweater, it looks like. And then on Tuesday, July 9th.
Do they all say Cronenworth, by the way? Because he's a former hockey player?
That would be smart.
That would be smart.
Cronenworth 9 hockey jerseys. Kind of like the Joe Musgrove jersey last night, but these are hockey jerseys for a limited supply for theme game tickets.
So why wouldn't they say Jake Cronenworth hockey jersey night?
I don't know. Just says hockey night.
Okay.
WWE night is July 9th against the Mariners.
Your favorite.
And what it shows is like a, looks like a little Tatis doll, or I don't know if that's a like symbol or what they're going to give away on that one.
It looks like one of those WWE figurines we used to play with.
Maybe that's what they're giving out then.
Like the rubber, are they maybe rubber? They look cool.
But the one that did tickle me, as you said.
Oh, you got so delighted.
So clever.
So delighted.
Saturday, July 13th, Christmas, and it looks like they have a giveaway t-shirt designed in the theme of a Christmas sweater.
Yep.
And on that shirt, it says, "Have a Merrill Christmas," with a picture of Jackson Merrill and then like a Christmas sweater design on the front. Have a Merrill Christmas. That's just too clever. That is, someone deserves a raise in the Padres marketing department for coming up with Have a Merrill Christmas.
He is.
And Christmas in July.
He is. So Christmas in July is like a thing.
It is a thing.
Yeah,
but it's never been a baseball thing that I've seen before.
I bet you don't celebrate it at the Higgins household either.
No.
Christmas in July.
Christmas isn't enough.
Woodsy, your wife's already hitting me up for the hockey night.
Bro, just ignore her, please. Just ignore her.
It's a theme game. You know, we don't get those necessarily.
That's true.
Theme games are a little trickier.
You go buy tickets to those games, and I'm sure she will. Adam, she is a hoarder. You know, I had to go into your desk today to get that belt bag that they brought in for her.
Oh, yeah, I've been holding that for you for like a week.
So I got it now because she's been up.
And you stole his Joe Musgrove jersey.
Yes, that's for a tier one.
Yeah.
Tier one in Texas, actually. Her 15-year-old son is a huge Joe Musgrove fan. Asked me if I would say, sure, no problem. What else can I do for anyone? If you guys have any requests.
You stole Xander Bogaerts bobblehead from the windowsill over there?
Guess what? I got a text this morning.
It's gone now.
So I texted. This has actually happened. This really happened this morning.
Anybody need this stapler here? We've got Odyssey stapler.
Okay, look.
Woods will deliver it to you personally.
I've got
later
a Franchi
today.
Cordero signed baseball sitting right here.
Check this out, Adam. Got your Padres belt bag for you. Yay, thank you. No luck on Xander bobblehead or...
I've gotten those texts before.
It's unbelievable. Like, my kids collect the bobbleheads, but she's a merch hoarder. You should see our garage. It looks like the team store. It's really an epidemic.
Well, wasn't it? Was it last season when she went and bought every child sized?
Yes.
What was it?
City Connect.
City Connect jersey for all the kids of North County.
If you see a child walking around in a City Connect hat, it came from my wife, Hannah.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys do have a ton of merch. I see all the pictures you guys have on socials with your kids. Tons and tons of merch.
Correct. Yeah. She buys me two Padres shirts a week, and I'm like, babe, I am good. I have so much gear that I'm so set. And she's like, no, what about this one? And I'm like, it's a little bit loud for me. But she's like, oh, great, you don't like it? I'm like, if you run it by me first, and then I can tell you whether I like it or not, you don't have to spend the money, and then we end up giving it away and buy nothing or something. Like, just run by me what you want to get. But, I mean, her merch... Her Padres merch addiction is real. I mean, it is as real as it gets right now. So we've got it all.
Anyway, I mean, props to the Padres marketing department. They're selling out pretty much every game. You don't really need to go above and beyond on the merch and the giveaways. And yet, it feels like the Padres have the best giveaways in baseball. I mean, I don't know what every team is giving, obviously, every single night, but... Padres have a strong giveaway game, strong merchandising game, and they don't really need to do it because they're selling a ton of tickets already, but they do it anyway. So give them some credit for the clever ideas that are coming out of the office there. Good job, everybody.
I really like the Merrill shirt a lot. I would like to buy tickets for that and go get it.
That one's pretty good.
That stuff's pretty good.
All right, let's check traffic. We'll take a look ahead to this afternoon's matchup. Homestand finale coming up after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Vicki Pepper.
This report brought to you by Air Max, San Diego's highest rated heating and air company. Visit them at airmax.com. Got some Caltrans work on the 78 West at Twin Oaks Valley. The off-ramp shut down until 1:30 this afternoon for maintenance. Also seeing brake lights on the 56 West as you head into Carmel Valley. Looking for the best in HVAC? Choose Air Max, San Diego's highest rated heating and air company, with free diagnostics on all repairs and estimates. See why over 1,300 happy customers have given Air Max 5-star Yelp reviews. See Air Max today at airmax.com. I'm Vicki Pepper with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
In the last 15 seconds, Ben and I ran through every name for the Athletics starter today, except the right one.
We knew it was HH. I knew the initials were HH.
Should Happy Hogan...
Harry Higgins.
Hogan Higgins.
Seems like a lack of respect for the opponent. It's Hogan Harris.
Hogan Harris, obviously.
He's going to be making his third start of the season.
Happy Harris, Happy Hogan.
I think Happy Hogan is from Iron Man. He's the Jon Favreau character is Happy Hogan.
Did not know that.
This is Hogan Harris, though. He'll be going up against Michael King at 1:10 today. Sammy Levitt will have your EcoWater SoCal pregame show at 12:10 after a couple of hours of Annie and Elston. It's the homestand finale, 7-game homestand. Padres are 4-2, which means they've clinched a winning homestand. You know how many winning homestands they've had this season of more than 3 games? This would be one. The only one all year.
Wow.
They did take 2 of 3 in a 3-game homestand earlier. That's not really a homestand. That's just a series.
Yeah.
You need multiple series for a homestand. First time they've done it, had a winning homestand this year. Maybe they can make it a really good homestand with a 5-2 record if they can finish with a victory today. We're just not using the S word or talking about any cleaning implements.
Correct.
Because the last 5 or 6 times this year they've had an opportunity to break out that cleaning implement, they've been unable to do so in the last game of the series.
Only team left in Major League Baseball without who has not.
So you're saying the White Sox?
Oh yeah,
the Marlins swept the series.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
We know that the Angels have.
Yeah, we know.
We know that the Rockies have.
Correct.
Because it was against us.
Yep.
The Padres.
Last one.
The only one.
The only one.
Just like last year in September when they were the only team without a 4-game winning streak all year. Even though they weren't anywhere near the worst team in baseball.
No.
And once again, they're in the upper half of baseball teams
Correct.
This year.
Especially the NL.
But somehow they're the only one that has not done what we're not going to be talking about today.
Stop making history is what I'm asking of our
weird
San Diego
history.
Padres. Stop making weird history. Get your act together and go out and beat Happy Harris Hogan today. All right? So he's going to be, he's a 4-seam guy, Ben. He's a fastball, curveball guy. Mixes in the changeup as well. You know, listen, a little bit of a slider. Very, very little. Throws it very little. 4-seam. Tops out, Benny. At about 94 miles an hour. So, again, not a guy that's going to be super overpowering. Depends on his command, as do most pitchers, but he's not going to overpower you with stuff. So far this year, he's 0-0 with a 2.21, started 2 games, has pitched in 4, he's thrown 20 innings, struck out 18, his whip is 1.13. Seems to have decent command. His expected ERA is almost 5. So, again, a guy you should handle today.
I think the real explanation for the weird statistical anomaly is there is no explanation generally, as it with most things with the Padres. But if you wanna scratch under the surface just a little bit, Mike Schilt's managerial style is that of win today and worry about tomorrow. And once again, they have gotten a couple of games here, but they're not in necessarily the best shape going into the last game of the series. They have used their closer twice in 2 games. Got some injuries to deal with. You know, that's random, but
some sickness.
Jurickson Profar. Got some sickness with Jeremiah Estrada. You haven't been able to put Manny Machado back out in the field yet, so you've got an only partially available Manny Machado at this point. So you're not exactly at your best. The A's, meanwhile, have not used their probably most potent weapon at all in the series.
Not probably. Their most potent.
Unless it's Brent Rooker, then Mason Miller is their most potent weapon. Be surprised if, I mean, we did ask Mark Kotze nicely on Monday.
And he hasn't.
If you would please not use Mason Miller. And so far,
he's a huge Ben and Woods fan, apparently.
He has followed our instructions to the letter.
Somebody thanked me last night because they didn't go to him last night.
They could. And, you know, that was a strategic decision to save your closer in case, you know, you needed him in the bottom of the inning after you had scored in the 10th to try to close out a win. And I thought it made a good deal of sense for Mark Kotze to hold back Mason Miller. You're hoping to get to the 10th, and then you score with that runner on second. Then you bring in the nastiest guy, one of the nastiest guys in the league, and say, hey, all right, leave that guy on second. We win this game. But you had to get there first, and they were not able to get there thanks to Kyle Higashioka. I'm curious what would have happened if Higashioka had not gotten a home run or not gotten on base, and Luis Arraez had either singled or not been on base. Would you have had to gone to a righty or Miller against Tatis?
Yes.
You're not letting that Alexander guy face the absolute scorching hot Tatis, right, in that situation?
No question.
So you're making a move in two batters anyway, at the minimum. But it turned out they should have gone to him or could have gone to him at least.
Do we have a lineup out yet or no? Probably not. Maybe 10
it's, 10 it's possible, maybe a little early. My guess is they're probably doing a little more testing on knees and stuff before they fill out the lineup at the last possible minute to decide who is actually healthy and available for the team today.
All right. Yeah, and Michael King needs to just continue to do what he's been doing because he has been fantastic.
Efficiency would be good.
He's been great.
With the limited bullpen, you know, six, hopefully. I think it was five last time. Six would be good. Seven would be even better. We've seen that a couple of times.
How about 12?
I don't need 12. Nine is fantastic. I don't even want 12. Please.
Just nine. 12 I'm not asking mind. For 12.
I don't want 12.
Just nine.
I'm talking about 12. If he pitches the first nine, I hope the Padres, you know, have scored a run or two to give him a lead, that you wouldn't need him in the 10th at that point. So that's what we got coming up for you today, 12:10 EcoWater SoCal pregame show, 1:10 first pitch. And then Adam, is Chris coming in after the game? Scraby, what do we got?
I know Ello and Scraby will be in, and Scraby's show from 6 to 7.
Is he doing it from home again, or is he coming in after his shoulder surgery?
He's going to be broadcasting from home all week.
He's still at home. So you're going to be here running the board later today as well, after you got called in to replace Paul Reindl first thing this morning. You'll be here until 7 o'clock running the Scraby show this evening after a Padres game. You want to just run the Padres game too?
That's correct. You know what? I got a cot, a little bed back here, a little mini fridge. I'm just going to.
So are you split shit? Split shifting is what I said. Did you dump that? I didn't.
I
split shift is what I said. In front of the boss, no less. Split shift is what I said.
That's what you meant.
That's what you tried
to
say.
That's what I said.
I didn't even bring up this ESPN piece on Jeremiah Estrada and his signature pitch that Aldin Gonzalez dropped this morning because I'm afraid of saying it on the radio.
Oh, it's the chitter.
It's the chitter.
Chitter. It's the chitter.
That's. I don't think we need to dump that, but that's the name of Jeremiah Estrada's signature pitch, and there's a big piece on it this morning on ESPN.com from Aldin Gonzalez about the
chitter.
The chitter.
The split shift is very dicey. Are you split shifting today?
I'm just shifting.
You're just shifting all the way through?
All the way through. No, because then I go back to work and do other stuff.
I thought they banned the shift.
They did not. Not for the brand manager of the program and the station. The split shift chitter. Very dicey morning here. Do you know, can I curse in Spanish?
No.
Can you ask the FCC if that's possible?
If you'd like to do a podcast that's off the air,
I do not.
Say whatever you'd like.
Why do you want to curse in Spanish?
So that I can
just make up a word and now call it a curse word.
Oh, really? Like the S word, I'll just call like. Just make it up?
Just make a word up. Make a word up, and you say, this is your personal curse word.
Bully.
Bully!
That guy's full of bully. I just made that up off the top of my head.
Do we need to dump that now? Because it's officially a Woods curse word.
There's a way around it. Blarkin, somebody said.
Blarkin.
Blarkin's a good one.
Was that Barry Larkin?
That guy's out of his Blarkin.
Barry Larkin.
That guy's out of his Blarkin mind. That's great. Bully. Blarkin. Yeah, all right. Well, have a great day. Thank you
Long
for coming
day.
In and filling in for Paulie. He walked in this morning, dude. He sat down, and I go, bro, are you okay? He goes, I didn't know what to do. And I said, get Adam over.
I took
his hat off, Adam. His hair, his head was soaked.
I told him
sweat.
I told him he should have called me this morning. He shouldn't have even come in.
Yeah. Well, he looked like grim death. So hopefully he's feeling better. I don't expect him tomorrow, so I'm sure we'll see.
Jeffrey has the perfect curse word for all of us. Shilt.
Yeah, holy shilt.
Shilt.
Did Shilt get a little snippy last night?
I don't know. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I can't wait for Friday already.
I just hope they win today, so there's no Well, I don't know. What's going to happen on Friday? Before that, we got a show tomorrow at 6. We got a roundtable tomorrow at 10. See how everything goes today. Annie and Elston are coming up next. Braden, too. Adam back later for Woodsy. I'm Ben. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of your Wednesday, everybody. So long.